Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Yes, welcome. Coming up, an introduction to ecologist, artist, and internationally renowned sculptor, Bennett Abrams, who dedicates his life and creative spirit to crafting monumental metal tree sculptures, which serve as lasting tributes to the wondrous gifts of the tree. Hold on as we climb up 8 and 9 stories to the top of his sculptures. Meet the legendary nature maker when we return to the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Today we're talking to internationally renowned ecologist, naturalist, and sculptor, and artist, Bennett Abrams, from his studio in Carlsbad, California. His company is Nature Maker. Why don't you tell us what Nature Maker does and talk about your art?
Okay, Sydney. Nature Maker is actually my public studio that fabricates all of my ideas that I create for my clients. What I am is a sculptor. I developed the science and the art of steel art trees, which up until now had not been exposed or even understood in the art world. And I chose to make my only subject trees. I basically create the silhouette of the tree out of steel, which then gives me the shape. So when you look at the shape of the tree with all the nuances and the transitions from trunk to limb to branch seem very natural. In other words, they're not just straight projections. There's a tremendous amount of thought given to the placement of where these limbs, etc., are put. As a purist and as a naturalist, the steel tree certainly gave me the illusion of the tree, but I wanted to go a step further, and that was so that when you saw it and touched it, you were still convinced that it was real. So I had to develop a organic material that would bond to the steel, which we call a skin, that would allow me some time to come back in before it became rigid and put in and hand carve, hand paint, all the effects that you're going to see. So now it not only has the silhouette of a tree, but it absolutely looks real. So we have hand carved every square inch of this tree from the bottom of the trunk to the end of every branch. Some of the trees are as tall as 8 stories, so that no matter where you look, you are totally convinced that this is an actual tree.
Absolutely. It's astonishing. And I encourage our listeners to go to your website, www.naturemaker.com.
As a matter of fact, while they're doing that, there's a special click that they can do that will take them on a tour of our studio, where it's showing us in the process of creating this tree from visual concept and working drawings to the finished product that is now considered the final sculpture tree.
Yes, well, actually, it takes a forest of people to make a tree at Nature Maker.
Absolutely. We have 40 incredible craftsmen that actually are trained to do specific parts of the tree. For example, it starts out in the welding department, which is now creating the canvas, which is, you know, is the steel silhouette. And from there, it goes into the sculpting department, where this skin is applied and turned into either oak or pine or whatever tree it is we're making. And then into the scenic aging department, which now creates the effect that that tree has been there all these years that would have attributed itself to the height of the sculpture. And of course, the final touch is the foliage. Some of the trees, if they're outside, have absolutely no foliage. And the inside trees, depending on, you know, the illusion that we're trying to create, the leaves are now created in a canopy So that completes the complete sculpture.
Your trees look absolutely real. For some people, I'm sure, won't believe, quite honestly, how accurate your trees are. And my question, as you know, I'm an artist as well, mm-hmm. and I like to paint trees. I do know that some of the most amazing tree renderings are at your studio. It's quite incredibly sensitive work. How does one get to know a tree so intimately, an oak versus a banyan, for example, to the extent that you can literally recreate it in form?
A lot of research is done on it, Sydney. At some point, we may even go to the actual site location where the tree is growing. For example, on banyan trees, we have gone to Hawaii and actually sat there and have sketched and photographed and felt the tree to create the total illusion, you have to immerse yourself into your being the creator. And the creator has to understand what it would take to get this limb to go make this twist, or in the case of a knothole, what would actually have caused that limb to break off, and you now have this hole, for lack of a better term. It wouldn't just be a hole. There would be broken shards of wood. There could very well be wormholes by the time we're now taking a look at it. So there's a lot of involvement. Say, for example, in cooking, the first time we do a recipe, it may not turn out as perfectly beautiful as what the picture is, let alone be the height of the perfection that recipe would to be. Well, the same thing holds true in the tree. And we just didn't all of a sudden arrive at the point that we now see our art as this perfect art. We've evolved over a period of 25 years in application and creation of the fabrication of this tree. Plus, I have spent a lifetime, I'm 73 years old, of really being immersed in nature as my love affair, such as yourself.
Well, you definitely are on a mission to maintain the bond between people and nature.
Well, I think it's an innate exchange between the human being and say the animal world, the mineral world, the world that we call nature. And because we are a part of nature, we're not individual and away from. We are a part of nature. It would take a curiosity to actually go a step further and communicate. It could be just nothing more than trying to figure out what it would take to grow a tree, for example. So this marriage between the human and the tree, in my case, is an affair that is continuously unfolding. I had started out in the early 70s of creating the art of mummifying plant life, whereas I took certain plants and was able to extract the natural moistures, replace it with a finite wax, and not change the outward appearance, yet it was totally mummified. So I then took this work and put it together in a vignette, or as someone said, I captured the visitation of a butterfly. And there are those of us that need the sound of birds and nature sounds as what allows us to remain sane.
Well, I absolutely totally agree with you, and I'm sure all of our listeners do as well. If people wanted to see samples of your art around America, could you give us some choice examples where they may be able to actually get up close and personal to see the miraculousness of your work?
Well, actually, again, if you go to the website that you had mentioned, naturemaker.com, there will be a listing of where these sculptures are. Some are singular and by themselves. Others are in a vignette, such as a redwood forest. So that would tell you where, because I know your audience is so vast that for me to start guessing as to what would be where they would go, we have sculptures all over the world. For example, in the Midwest, there's a client we have who has the largest collection of the largest trees that we create in these sculptures. And each tree is a singular tree in their store. And the company is known as Shields All Sports. Their stores and their shopping centers, which they build, are two stories tall, but in the center is a seven-story atrium. And every one of these atriums is a singular tree. It's been created as a redwood, as a banyan, as an oak, etc., etc. And those are in the Midwest, in Iowa, in Minnesota, South Dakota, Nebraska. So I think, again, I feel they should either go to the website or contact us via email, and we could give them a location they could find. There's plenty of areas that we could send them to.
So I want to thank you, Bennett, for appearing on the Wild Side News, and hope that we can get together again.
It's indeed my pleasure, and I want to congratulate you on your new venture, and I wish you incredible good fortune. And it's great to have a missionary out there that can lead our minds to focus on this wonderful subject. And to be a part of your beginning is an incredible honor for me, and I want to thank you for the opportunity.
Well, it's an honor shared.
Thank you.
That was Bennett Abrams, who is the president of and founder of Nature Maker out of Carlsbad. That's our show. Next week, we're going to be talking about the National Historic Trails System. That's going to be exciting. So that's it for this time. I'd like you to join us next time as we take a walk on the wild side with the Wild Side News. This is your host, Sidney Wildsmith, saying adios until we meet again.